First, at 7:06, researchers are claiming vulnerable people living in Lincolnshire who want to get free legal advice could be left with nowhere to turn because of government cuts to legal aid. The changes, which took effect on Monday, mean most people fighting divorces, family issues, or struggling with debt can no longer access free specialist advice. Academics from the University of Warwick say a study of more than 600 solicitors and agencies across the country reveals a north-south divide is already emerging, which will see rural areas like ours suffering the most. These women from Lincolnshire have all used legal aid in the past and told Lucy Bickerton how it helped them.
I found it very beneficial. Without it, I wouldn't have been able to pursue financial settlement through my divorce.
And are you using it at the moment?
Yes, yeah. I was lucky enough to get in before this cut came into being.
I mean, what would you have done if you weren't able to use it?
I don't know. I dread to think. Because I couldn't afford to go through a solicitor off my own back because I'm on benefit myself at the moment.
I think it's knowing that there is help out there for you. It would have been very difficult. I was on my own with two children, but just knowing that that would help me to get the matter sorted was a great comfort, really. And where the cutbacks are concerned, I also think that it would be a shame for people in different areas who need that help there. It's just a sort of a comfort to know that you can go and get help there, and that helps you towards your ordeal of what you're going through.
My mum was divorced because I was very badly beaten up. I didn't have to pay because I was a single parent. So, no, I didn't have to pay legal. But they were very good. The barrister was good and everything. I would never have been able to afford a solicitor. I think I would have just carried on being battered and not done anything about it. But they were my help.
Well, it's worth pointing out that divorces where one party has been victim of domestic violence will still qualify for legal aid. Natalie Byram is one of the authors of the report. Good morning.
Good morning.
What struck you about when you were researching this? What struck you most about this?
Well, I guess, I mean, firstly, I suppose it's the fact that one in three of the people who responded to our survey are going to at risk of redundancy as a result of the cuts. The other thing, I guess, which I sort of knew before I started, but it really brought it home to me, is the level of like expertise and experience amongst those who are being made redundant. And, you know, sort of the most qualified advisors are most risk of redundancy. Over half of those at risk of redundancy are specialist advisors in an area of law, and just under half have more than 10 years of experience. Also, as your report rightly highlighted, it's the way the impact of these cuts is being felt so disproportionately across the UK, with the North, the Midlands and South West England being worse affected than other areas within our sample.
So your concern is that people who had really solid experience of providing the right sort of advice for people in trouble, because that's what we're talking about here, are being lost completely.
Oh yes, absolutely. I think it's a natural thing when you have a legal problem, you want to go and speak to someone who really, really knows what they're doing, because often for ordinary people or people who've had no experience of law before, the whole system can seem very daunting. So it seems worrying that these people are leaving the sector as a result of these cuts, and you worry about, you know, what that means for expertise in these sort of areas of law, like housing, like you know, sort of family law going forward, because of the way the profession works. There's no one to train new people who come in. That's a worry, I think.
Is there anything specific to Lincolnshire?
Yeah, within our sample, the East Midlands was disproportionately affected by reductions in specialist casework, and organisations in the East Midlands are disproportionately affected by the threat of closure in the next 2 years. What this means, I guess, for your listeners is if you're living in a rural area, you're having to travel further to access advice, and the increased costs incurred in doing so at a time of stress from the people you interviewed highlighted that when they were going through these problems, they were also having financial problems, so having to sort of repeatedly travel further, and the cost and expense incurred in doing so, I would imagine, is likely to cause more stress to people at a time when they really don't need more stress.
And you say disproportionately affected. Why so, do you think?
Well, I mean, this is something that further research is hopefully going to uncover. We're going to be looking at this at the University of Warwick for the next 3 years, tackling the impacts of exploring the impacts of these cuts as the changes materialise. I guess It's difficult to say. I think in London and the South East, often they've got sort of different funding streams available to them. They're more able to access sort of help from financial assistance from large sort of private practice firms or other things. As they've got more of a resilience, and also I suppose the fact that more services are concentrated in London and the South East, and I guess sort of, yeah, it's every, I suppose London is an area that tends to be focused on in the national media.
What sort of people do you think are most likely to be affected by this?
Well, this is, I mean, anyone can be affected, because I think, and this is a worry, because I think ordinary people don't realise that these changes are happening. I think until you have a problem with housing, say you're renting a property and it falls into disrepair and you can't make your landlord fix it, or you fall out, you end up, your relationship breaks down, or you get into debt, as given the current economic climate, lots of people are losing their jobs. I really think sort of anyone could be affected by these cuts, and that's why they're so pernicious.
Are we going to see an immediate effect to this, do you think?
Well, I mean, what I must stress is that the people who responded highlighted that they're doing everything that they can to shield their current clients from the impact of the cuts. They're cutting costs on overhead. They're often taking sort of reductions in the wages that they're paid in order to keep the service going. But as, you know, your report highlighted, the cuts have taken effect from Monday. So that means if you have now, if you're getting divorced and you go to a solicitor, unless you've experienced you've been unfortunate enough to experience domestic violence, they won't be able to help you for free.
Interesting. Natalie, thanks for talking to us this morning. Natalie Byram is from the University of Warwick, one of the authors of this research. The government says it's safeguarding legal aid for those who really need it. Ministers want to reduce the government's budget by £350 million. I wonder if you have experiences of using legal aid. How critical was it to you? What difference did it make? How easy was it to access? What sort of outcome did you get? Interested to hear from you on this one.